Hello and welcome to the Small Church Mentor Podcast, where we work to empower the pastors, leadership, and members of small churches to be what God wants them to be. I am your host, Gary Fuhr, and I'm proud to serve you today. Today's topic, expectations. I remember my life's mentor and my pastor for many years when I took the church as a pastor. I took that pastorate of the church I belonged to. I had business cards made up and all these things, given the times of the service and the address of the church, etc. And I did this so we could pass it out. I think the first several rounds of business cards I made up didn't even have my name on it, if I remember correctly. And maybe that's right or not, I don't know, but it's irrelevant. What I'd have noticed, or what I do remember doing, is I put the times of operation. And so I put on there that church Sunday school started at 9:45 and went to 11 o'clock. And the church service, the worship, praise and worship, and the ministering of the word went from 11 to 12. And I put that on the card. And my mentor, he looked at the card and he says, "Do you think you're really going to get done at noon?" Well, at the time I was kind of a new preacher. I mean, I'd preached for probably about 8-9 years, but as far as every week and all that, I was kind of new to it, and I was getting done by noon every week. It was, the church was real small. I've explained that in the past, and it was really no problem to get done that quick. But as I grew in the Lord, all of a sudden I find out, and the church gets bigger, so we have more people ministering. Song service takes a little bit longer. As a matter of fact, just bringing an order going from Sunday school class to church service time, it gets to be a little bit tough. And so there's a lot that plays in. And sometimes I don't even get to the pulpit to start ministering until about 10 till, quarter till, noon. And so he asked me, and rightly so, he says, "Do you really think we'll be done at noon every Sunday?" And I looked at him and says, I guess we will. He says, "Be careful what expectations you put out there, because the people, when you give them an expectation, they expect you to follow it." And I thought that was one of the wisest things. And he, after speaking that, he really got my mind and my heart to thinking. Have you ever walked down the cereal aisle? And it's amazing. Some stores have so much in their cereal aisle that it takes up an entire length of their store. It's amazing sometimes some of the things in the cereal aisle. But one thing that's for sure is that when you walk up and you see a leprechaun, a rainbow, and stars and mushroom stars and things popping out at you, you know that you're looking at Lucky Charms. If you've ever had Lucky Charms in the past, when you open up that box, you know what to expect. They have the weight of it down at the bottom. They have a nutrient guide on the side, and it tells you what is there and what good it is, and if you got too much sugar, not enough sugar. And so you can read through that box and have a pretty clear understanding of what that box is. And so in our churches also, you know, we always talk about, well, we don't want to have denominations and we don't want to have this and that. And there does need to be some care in that. I just sat down with a brother in the Lord, a fellow pastor in my city, and we talked today, and it was a great talk. And quite frankly, he is from not a denomination necessarily, but a belief system that when I realized what affiliation, I guess, that he put himself with, I looked at him and says, "Now listen," I said, "I'm going to join our fellowship and I'm getting strengthened and this is a good thing. But you need to understand that I'm of this persuasion, you're of this persuasion, and there's some disagreement." And what was really cool is he says, "Well, what would they be?" And I said, "Well, in the past I've noticed this and this." We've got to talk it out and share a little bit. It was really cool. But one thing I wanted to do with him is I wanted to lay that expectation out there. These may be the problems that we're going to have. These may be the issues that we're going, and instead of waiting till they become divisive, instead of waiting until they cause trouble, I said, let's talk about them now in the very beginning. Let's get those expectations out there. When I say this, what do you think? When I say this, what do you think? And it was a great fellowship. And it took us 2 hours to eat breakfast. The poor waitress kept coming by and asking us if we wanted more coffee or tea or whatever. And we tried to tip well, but, you know, all these kind of things. Set your expectations. That means you need to know. So, pastor, leadership of a church, I'll talk to you first. You need to set your expectations of your people. Now, some churches are fine with people bringing in all sorts of food and drink. And I talked to one gentleman. He says, you know, I went to a church one time, and he was talking disparagingly about it. I won't do that today. But he says, I went to a church one time where I was sitting there in worship service, and people came in with donuts and coffee. And while the worship service was going on, they were just sitting there eating. They weren't entering in. And I got to tell you, I'm not going to say if that's good or bad, but what I will say is this: that won't fly in the church that I'm a part of. That didn't fly before I was pastor, and it won't fly now. And there's issues that our church sees with that. And if you do that, well, I'm trusting that you're going on the leading of the Lord, but that's not where God has led us. So I have seen other folks from other churches, churches like that have come in and they've sat in the pews and right away they start eating. There had to be an expectation raised. Now, don't be rude about it. We had a gentleman come into the church several weeks ago. As a matter of fact, I just got a good chance. I talked to him for quite a while today, some of the things he's going through and just his life and growth and all that. And it was a good visit and good talk. And as we're sitting out there, I'm up in front and we're just done with singing. And he comes walking in, sits on the back row. And I noticed, I say the back row, right behind our back row, we have a couch that we have three folks in our church that are 90 years old, and they get to sit on that couch. I set that up for them so that they could sit through church services. And this gentleman comes and sits right in front of my mentor, my pastor for so many years. And I know his feeling on wearing hats in the church and all this stuff. So I start into the message, and he's just kind of uncomfortable. He's not glaring. He's not staring. He's not being mean, but he's uncomfortable, and I could tell. Yeah. And so in a gentle way, I start telling a story about myself and a story about how when I was down in Arkansas and I walked through a building, I had my hat on, and they let me know that there's a respect thing when you come into the house of the Lord. And I'm telling a story about myself. And while I'm telling it, this gentleman took his hat off. No big deal. Not very slick. Just what you do, right? When you lay your expectations out there for the people, put them in such a way, first of all, to explain why you have that expectation, and then to soften the blow. The first time somebody hears something, they got to know, they got to learn, they got to be informed. It's not the time to hit them over the head. I go upstairs sometimes to wake my kids up, and I walk through and I sing in the hallway. It's a happy day, and I thank God for the weather. Now that I've tortured you, I go through, I kiss him on the forehead, and my son isn't too thrilled with that these days, and I may lean over, and he actually put his mattress on the floor, and he likes that. And so I don't lean all the way down, but I'll kind of lean over and just kind of pat him on the shoulder or something, and just, hey, time to get up. Next time I stand at the base of the stairs, are they still, hey, get up. The third time, I wait until after breakfast. Now, this is if I have time, and this is if I have the opportunity, usually if the wife is gone at the moment. I call from downstairs, maybe after breakfast, and then I don't let them have breakfast. Isn't that a mean dad? But I get a little bit meaner. Every time they don't get up, every time they don't come downstairs, I get a little more aggressive. I remember one year at youth camp, we picked a kid up in a sleeping bag and threw sleeping bag kid all right outside the door of the dorms until he was all needing to get back in real quick. And so you don't need to be that aggressive until the expectations aren't met. Set your expectations for the people. If church service isn't getting out at noon, don't tell them it will. I joke with the people now, and it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke, and I do it in such a way that I'm hoping they understand that I don't have a time for my message. I preach what God puts in my heart to preach. Now, I try to keep the time short. I value people's times. But I don't have a time to stop. I don't go into the pulpit with a 20-minute message, 30-minute message. I don't go into the pulpit with an hour message. I go in the pulpit with a message that God's given me. I start to speak it, and as God speaks through me, whatever time allows, that's when I finish. So I jokingly say to the church that church lets out at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And that I am such a good pastor, I let them out early every week. And I do. Usually it's between 12:15 and 12:30 when I let them out. But I set the expectation that you're going to get out when God's done with the service. And that's it. Set the expectation of your people and then walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. They know that I'm a full-time laborer. I work full-time out of the church. And then I do my best in the church also. I give the church my energy. I give the church my time. But I do have to make a living. They know that. There's an expectation. If you call me, if you need me in the middle of the day, I will do my best to get back to you. But I can't always get back to you quickly. Let them know. If that's what they expect from the very beginning, if that's what they know, then how can there be a problem? I know some of you are saying, but there is a problem. Go back a few episodes to conflict resolution. Maybe that'll help a little bit. So setting the expectation. Number two, what can the people of the church expect from the pastor? And so as a pastor, you need to set the expectation of your people. As leadership in the church, we expect certain people or certain things of the people that come into our church. When you come into the church, I expect you to come in an orderly manner. I expect you to come in and not be disruptive, not be vulgar. There's expectations of the people that come to the church. Set that. And then what can the people expect from the pastor? And I guess I broached that a little bit in our first point, but what can the church expect from the pastor? Can they expect you to be there on Mondays? Then be there on Mondays. Can they expect you to let out early? Then let out early. Clearly define those expectations. And finally, what do the people expect from the pastor? People, you need to speak up. And I have this problem. Maybe some of you husbands have this problem. Maybe some of you husbands have that wife that expects you to have ESP. Maybe it's the other way around too. I notice a lot of times, and maybe if you're a lady out there listening, I don't want you to get offended, but I notice a lot of the times it's the husband is doing something, the wife gets a little bit upset, and she expects the husband to apologize or to make it right, but she never tells him what it was that he did. And when this happens in my life, not necessarily from my wife, but from anybody else, I always throw it out there. You have to talk to me. And then there's that next phrase. I'm not a mind reader. People, if you expect your pastor to be a certain way, just let him know. Pastor, I expect to be out at 12:15. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to comply. Pastor, I expect you to be there for me at 1:30 in the morning. That doesn't always mean he's going to comply. But help to clearly define it. Especially if your pastor's on payroll. Especially if he's full-time in your church. Before he goes in there, have a list of things that you expect. Do you expect a jailhouse ministry? Do you expect a hospital ministry? Do you expect him to put 40 hours, 60 hours a week? Clearly define expectations. I hate to say this in the midst of our political spectrum, and I won't give you my opinion on the Mexico wall, but absolutely truth. And as far as person to person go, tall fences make good neighbors. And not necessarily a literal fence, but a high expectation makes good neighbors. If I have a great relationship with my neighbor and I want them to come over to my yard and I want to join the two yards together so I could play Frisbees with my kids and they could play Frisbee with their kids, then by all means, that's an expectation. I expect you to come over and use my yard whenever you want. If you expect them to mow it, that doesn't mean they will, but if you expect them to mow it, you set up a fence, you set up a boundary, you set up an expectation. I expect you to come over, or I don't expect you to come over. Now, understand this. Sometimes you expect too much from your pastor. Pastor, sometimes you expect too much from the people. This happens sometimes. But when you clearly define and when you clearly state, when you put it out there, this is what is expected. Now there can be that discussion. Also, now there can be that decision. Okay. If that's the expectation, I cannot be a part of that. If I went to a church where they expected me to, stand on my head through the entire service, I physically can't do that. I don't even want to try. I'm not going to do that. We'll call that the church of the headstanders. I'm not even going to try to do that. I would shake the hand of whoever shared that expectation with me. I'd say, thank you very much, but that's not an expectation I can meet. I'm going to have to look for somewhere else. Isn't that a scary thought? Isn't that a scary thought? That somebody will reject your church because of the expectations put upon them. Look through your Bible. Read it. I know the scripture says by grace we are saved, and that is absolutely true. You can't do anything. God does put some expectations on those that have accepted him and chosen to follow him. And it hurts when people reject him because of those. But they're the clear expectations. I would love, and I preach on expectation from the pulpit sometimes. I love it when people come to church expecting to meet and see God. And God comes through for them. What a blessed time that is when God is among us. So come expecting. Come looking for something. Come, knowing what's going to be before you. And get excited about it. Clear expectations. So, pastor and leadership, what do you expect from your people? Clearly define it. Don't leave them guessing. It'll just bring frustration. What can the people of the church expect from the pastor as far as you define that? Church, you can expect me to. You fill in the blank. And then finally, people, what do you expect from your pastor? People, what do you expect from your leadership? What do you expect from your church as a whole? I had a guy tell me just this last week. He says, the church you pastor has disappointed me. Boy, how direct and blunt can you be? He says, the church you pastor has disappointed me. So he hasn't quite flat out told me why or how. He just told me that we have. He told me he'll tell me. He says, as soon as we can talk, we'll talk. So that's on the agenda. That's on the plan. We're going to talk. We're going to sit down and find out where did we fail him. And maybe he had an unreasonable expectation, or maybe we have failed. And we need to raise our standard to meet our expectation. Start considering it. Start considering it in every aspect of your ministry. As you pull up to church, the next time you show up to church, stop and take a look over the building. What do people, when they see that building, what do they expect to be going on inside? Are there overgrown weeds? They expect you to be sloppy. Is everything nice, tidy, and neat? What do they expect when they see that? Step in the doors and look around you. What do they expect? As you listen to the conversation around the church, what do they expect? Expectations is everywhere. And if you want to prevent some drama and some trouble in the future, clearly define the expectations in all directions. They won't always be met, but it'll help you in the end. I thank you so much for listening. I do value your time, and it does seem like I'm going over 20 minutes almost every podcast. I apologize for that. I will try to tighten that up a little bit because I want you to expect a little bit every week, tidbits and helps to help you on your journey and to help you on your way to make your church stronger and to make you a stronger man or woman of God. Thank you so much for listening. Listen, if I can be of any help, if you have something you'd like me to address, if you just want to talk to me, if you just want to touch base, please feel free to email me at smallchurchmentor@gmail.com. I'm really wanting to form a community and start a discussion among people of small churches. I'm on Facebook. Just search for Small Church Mentor and you should find me. And listen, I really need to get my voice out there. I really need to be heard. So if you like me on Facebook, if you share me on Facebook, if you like me at smallchurchmentor.com, if you go into those blogs and you like all those things, help me to get my face out there. I'm not monetizing this. Maybe someday I would. I'm paying for everything I do right now. I'm not getting anything back, nor do I want it. Don't send me anything. I'm not even giving you my address, nor do I want it. But I want, and I could help so many more pastors if they know I'm out there. I can help so many more small church leadership if they know I'm out there. I can help so many more small church members if they know I'm out there. So go on those things and like. Write a comment on iTunes. Whatever you feel directed and feel comfortable doing, that way more we'll hear, more we'll understand, and hopefully we'll grow together. But my particular is those that are hearing me right now. If you need something and I can be of help, email me at smallchurchmentor@gmail.com, and I will do my best to get back to you quickly and with value and help. I sure do appreciate you. Looking forward to good things in the future. I'm looking forward to interviewing some folks and maybe someday in the future bringing on a guest, not just a guest, but a co-host. Thank you so much. Set those expectations, raise those standards to meet them, and we can keep setting higher and higher expectations every time, right? Again, thank you. Bye.